Hello, it's the 7th of April. I'm Steve-O. Today, just one very important story. After a recent Facebook data leak of a large amount of private information, Bedford News has analysed the data and brings you this special report. Over 40,000 Bedfordshire residents have been affected in the breach, with details such as full names, dates of birth, phone numbers, emails, locations, and more that have been publicly released. The data includes details of 30 local people that work for the police and 70 that work in military services. Workers at aerospace and defence contracts such as Lockheed Martin were also included in the breach, along with other individuals that work directly for the Ministry of Defence. Prison officers, judges, Ministry of Justice workers and employees at third-party justice contractors such as Serco were also involved in the data made public available by hackers 2 days ago. People in some sensitive positions have also been exposed, such as those working at controversial animal abuse company Huntingdon Life Sciences, sex workers and those who work with rape and victim support. Other persons that work in sensitive positions are now at increased risk of blackmail, fraud or identity theft were also found, including people in powerful positions at councils, banks and airports. Additionally, it was found that some people who used personal emails to sign up to Facebook used usernames that revealed certain sexual proclivities or other extreme or comprising interests. One of the most ironic victims of the data breach is a person who claimed to work for Facebook security. If you want to find out if you're in the data leak, head over to the show notes for a link to check. Thank you for listening and check back tomorrow for your regular news programming.